This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Russia and Turkey struck a deal Tuesday that effectively transforms the map of northeastern Syria. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Meantime, in another twist to the chaotic situation, Iraq said Tuesday the U.S. troops withdrawn from Syria do not have permission to stay on its territory. I'm Mike Gracia.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation Tuesday denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and prodding President Donald Trump to halt his withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. But the Kentucky Republican said lawmakers should refrain from imposing sanctions on Turkey for now to avoid further driving the NATO ally into the arms of the Russians. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that he is demanding briefings from the administration's top officials, which he has not gotten yet, on their plans for handling the Syrian crisis.
They don't have a plan, so they can't come before us with nothing. I don't blame them. I blame the president. I blame Pompeo some, too. I don't blame General Milley or Esper.
The Democratic-led House of Representatives last week overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution opposing the U.S. troop withdrawal. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told House officials Tuesday he was told the White House would only free military aid to Ukraine if it publicly promised to investigate Democrats and the Biden family. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
William Taylor gave lawmakers a private deposition in which he described President Trump's demand that everything being sought by Ukraine's president, including military aid to fight Russia, hinged on Vladimir Zelensky promising to investigate the Biden family and the Democratic campaign going back to 2016. The Associated Press obtained a copy of his statement in which Taylor also discussed an irregular back channel led by President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, that was driving U.S. policy with Ukraine. Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus says it's pretty clear there was a quid pro quo for U.S. aid. The White House says Taylor's account is based on triple hearsay and says the president did nothing wrong. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump triggered outrage on Tuesday by comparing the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry to a lynching in a tweet. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
I wish I could say we were shocked.
Leisha Brooks, the outreach director with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The president often uses inflammatory words to describe the troubles that he finds himself in, but this is particularly offensive.
To the White House and another interpretation with spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about. It's very clear.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
A plan for Britain to leave the European Union was thrown into turmoil on Tuesday after Britain's parliament rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's timetable for ratifying the deal. Lawmakers voted against the so-called program motion, which the government had proposed to quickly pass the legislation. After the vote, Johnson said he was disappointed, but still plans to leave the EU at the end of the month.
Mr. Speaker, I must express my disappointment that the House has again voted for delay, rather than a timetable that would have guaranteed that the UK would be in a position to leave the EU on October the 31st with a deal.
Johnson said he would pause the legislation to speak to EU members about their intentions and would wait until he hears back from Brussels. European Commission President Donald Tusk said that he would recommend the 27 members vote for a Brexit extension. And nearly a half million Californians could once again be in the dark as the state's largest power company mulls cutting off the juice to prevent wildfires. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.